to frustration and wait for a bit. It is ultimately up to you. When it comes to training an older dog, certainly the time is now, but keep in mind that the temperament and breed of your dog will greatly determine the pace at which he will learn. If you are implementing this strategy on how to train your dog positively, because of problems that have already surfaced with your dog's actions and attitude, you may fear that you have waited too long to begin teaching him. It is never too late. Ideally, training would have begun before he learned negative behaviors, but rest assured that there is no such thing as waiting too late as long as you are starting right now. Some dogs are born to learn. Border Collies are thought by many to be the easiest dogs to train. According to many dog training books, Border Collies are arguably the smartest dog breed in existence and thrive on performing jobs. They are focused and full of mental and physical energy, which is optimal to set the scene for learning. Labrador Retrievers are noted for being great students. They are smart, affectionate, and hardworking. Shepherds, cattle dogs, and sheepdogs rate high on the list as well, much due to their heritage lines, as they were all working dogs with serious and important jobs throughout the years. Mixed breeds are often extremely intelligent and cooperative, so there is no one perfect dog to train, but the fact remains that some breeds do come by it easier than others, and taking that into consideration can be of great help. Some dogs are just smarter and more in tune with the act of being taught. Then there are breeds that tend to be a challenge to teach. Dogs who are very easily excitable or who are quite stubborn will no doubt have a harder go at being good students. But keep in mind that any dog can be trained. Some, however, require more patience and persistence than others, though. Interestingly, the Afghan Hound is notorious for being difficult to train. Although the Afghan Hound is one of the oldest breeds in existence when it comes to canine lineage, they are known for being very set in their ways, akin to the personality of the cat, doing what they please when they please. That is not to say that this breed cannot be trained. They certainly can be. But knowing that it may not come with ease is beneficial to be aware of. Another hound is at the top of the list for being hard to train, and that is the Basset Hound. Though very loving and affectionate, Basset Hounds can be very stubborn. They are often distracted by their nose. Sniffing overrides attentiveness in many cases, so you will want to be aware of that if you are training one. You will want to make sure that the setting in which you are training your Basset Hound is as free of distracting scents as possible, and then you will have a much better student to work with. If you have an extremely active dog who has trouble concentrating due to excess energy, it is a good idea to take him for a long walk prior to his lesson. In releasing some of his energy, he will be able to focus better. Be aware of your dog's health as well. A trip to the veterinarian is in order before you begin his training. You want to be sure that he is healthy and up to date on all of his shots. If he does have medical issues, that doesn't necessarily rule out training. If the condition is something that will pass with treatment, such as worms or a case of kennel cough, delaying the sessions may be wise. If your dog has an impairment that he will be living with, like poor eyesight or hearing, a limp, or perhaps digestive issues, tailoring the lessons accordingly is wise. In fact, it is a good idea to walk all dogs before your lesson begins. Walks with your dog build on the relationship the two of you have. In spending time with your pooch, you get to know one another better. Be sure that you are the alpha of the walk, and that you do the leading and decide where the walk begins and ends, and where the two of you go and at what pace. Doing otherwise will establish your dog as the leader, and will make it very difficult to be his teacher. Set the scene for your lessons in an environment that is as free from distractions as possible. If your dog is preoccupied by cars, be sure that your classroom setting is away from traffic. You may need to take the lesson indoors if you live in a heavily traveled area. If your dog is distracted by other animals, the park may not be the best place to train him at. And if you are working with a hound, you will want to steer clear of